Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And we're here again.
Yes.
Per the usual.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing things.
We're back.
Don't call it a comeback.
But no, really don't, because we're here every week. Most of the week.
We be struggling a little bit.
Look now, life be happening.
Life be lifin'.
Life be lifin'. Adultin' be adultin'. All of the above.
Candy is
there. You know what?
Nothing, candy. I was just looking.
Like
shit, it's a whole motherfucking brownie in this bitch.
Did you forget? No,
I did not know, bro. I'm about to eat this.
If you're in, okay. Anyway,
fuck yeah.
So hey, we're here.
I'm sorry.
We're here.
The show's not about brownies.
It's not about intimate brownies.
Yeah. Brownie for my brownie.
It's time to go. It's time to go. We ain't even did shit. It's time to go.
Sorry. I'm distracted. I was really excited. But let's go. Let's get started. What are we doing?
All right. Well, apparently, we're talking about...
This is our Wet and Wild episode. About to get wet and wild. Go, Devin. Get wet and wild.
Please stop saying that. Anyway, so when we think about sexual intercourse, we know if done correctly, it can get quite messy.
Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Let me scoot over.
So, bodily fluids are expected to make an appearance, but most of us have no idea what the fuck that shit is.
So, while we get into our Wet and Wild episode, let's start with some basic anatomy.
What is in your WAP? But we all know what WAP is, right? It's worship and praise.
Get out of this. Leave your old house. I hate you. Why did you say that like that? It's worship and praise, girl.
I'm just kidding. This wet ass pussy. But what is a wet ass pussy? What is it though?
All right. So, vaginal discharge is a mix of fluid and cells from the vagina that varies from whitish and sticky to clear and watery, possibly associated with an odor.
So, vaginal discharge is completely normal in people with vulvas, and some may discharge to the point that they need to wear panty liners. So, you know, kind of similar to pads, a little smaller.
Yeah.
Of course, when aroused, this discharge increases for lubrication.
But when should this discharge concern you? If it changes color, odor, thickness, comes with itching, or bleeding outside a period.
So, yes. If you haven't, like I said in the beginning, though, if you have an odor and it's just like your normal odor, that's just your normal odor.
But if the odor is unfamiliar,
then you got a new problem. So if it went from like smelling like little musty cooch to like
you walk
garbage in. Juice.
Oh, well, okay. Damn.
Concern.
Or, you know, if that...
Or maybe garbage juice is your natural smell and it went to musty cooch.
Well, if it changes in any way that's unfamiliar to you, in any type of way. So, like, if it changes odor, if it changes color, you know, it might be whitish and then it goes to a slightly darker brown. Questions.
Yes.
Concerns. You know, thickness, you know, we're very in tune with our bodies here.
Viscosity.
Viscosity is the word I wanted. There we go. So, any of that, if it itches... Full hard stop right there. Go to the fucking doctor.
Discharge should not make you itch.
No. Go away.
Unless it's like been there for a couple days or something like that's, but that's like you not bathing. So.
So if it itches outside of the usual hygienic things.
And then of course, if it's not, if it's bleeding, like if you know you're not on your period
and you're bleeding,
that's a concern.
Blood is usually a bad sign. Yes. Let's just all agree, okay?
Right. So that is the vulvas, folks.
Yeah.
Now on to the penis owners. Mm-hmm. The fluid released from a penis, most of us aren't familiar with, but just in case.
So pre-cum, what is it? Pre-ejaculate is a fluid that is discharged from a penis when it's aroused and usually occurs right before ejaculation. The fluid acts as a natural lubricant during sex.
We all know it's the little bead that come out.
I'm about to have a little bead. He's like, hello.
Little droplet, little raindrop.
He's like, hello, I'm about to be all kinds of nut, but I'm saying hello first.
Hello.
I am pre-cum.
So can you get pregnant from pre-cum? Fucking yes. Yes, the fuck you can. So just know that. Don't do that.
If you're today years old.
Unless you want to get pregnant.
I mean, unless that's your plan. But if you're today years old and you didn't know that you can get pregnant for pre-cum, guess what? You fucking can.
So, I think that's important to reiterate.
That is very important. Just, we want to make sure that you are aware. Like,
if
you know.
You are having heterosexual sex, with penetrative sex.
Without protection.
And pre-cum comes out, but you pulled out, you can still get pregnant.
Because you know what? That little beady man, he's sneaky, okay? He's a sneaky man.
He has sperm in it.
He does. So he, you know, just think about it. The little bead seems harmless.
That bead gonna turn into a big bead, a big baby.
That bead gonna fertilize that egg. And then bam, baby.
Big bead, big baby.
So we're just here to tell you today that if you're today years old, don't be surprised. Because we just fucking told you like 4 different times that little bead can turn into a bigger bead.
For baby.
Now you got a whole human coming out of your vagina.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be walking around and you're gonna be like, huh. This kid asked me, Mommy, why is the sky blue? One more time, you're gonna be mad.
Well, just know that.
And you don't fucking know why the sky's blue, because I don't.
And just know that pre-cum is the villain.
Now the pre-cum got you looking up why the sky's blue.
Yep.
Don't even like science.
And answer other questions. And why 17 times. So just think about all that, okay? So, actual ejaculation contains a mixture of sperm and semen. They're not the same.
People interchange the words sperm and semen. They are not the same thing.
Underline. bold caps. Thoughts. Red font.
Sperm is a part of semen, mm-hmm. but semen is not a part of sperm. Okay. Semen, which is also called ejaculate or cum, mm-hmm. is the whitest fluid that comes out of the penis. When a person comes, and it assists the sperm in swimming straight, because otherwise the motherfuckers would swim in a circle.
So semen is the map.
Yes, semen is kind of like the river, the car.
The car. Okay.
It's the car that drives the semen to the. No, semen is the car that drives the sperm to the egg. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Otherwise.
Yes. So there is sperm in semen, which is why it's like. Sperm is a part of semen, but semen is not a part of sperm.
That makes sense.
I know you're fucking lying.
Right.
Somebody just hung to the hell of that.
Who they honking at? Because you know what? Don't ever come outside. Now I have that. Okay, so.
But that is the gist of bodily fluids, you know? The sexual reproductive organs, anyway. Okay?
Welcome to your high school refresher. Shave refresher. Here we are.
When we come back, we're gonna add even more fluids. Okay, that people use in sexual situations. We're gonna figure out if we like it or not. I personally am excited. Devin's is not so much, but
I don't know what to say anymore. Alright, we'll be back after this short break.
Hi, this is Melisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman. And the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye.
And we're back.
Yes. Yes, we are. Oh my God, I'm so thirsty.
Are you?
Man.
Not because you just smashed the whole brownie.
It was really good.
your mouth dry now?
Oh no.
Speaking of dry, we're talking about the opposite of dry.
Talking about wet shit.
I just started itching. Okay, so there are a lot of people. So, body fluids.
Are bodily fluids sexy?
There are a lot of people who would say yes. All capital letters underlined. And most people engaging in penetrative sex at least need the fluids to assist in non-painful sex. Because still nobody want to have dry ass sex, guys.
Yes.
Shit hurts.
If you're trying to put something in something else, it's going to need some lubricant.
It does. Because otherwise it's just dry and painful. And
so, yeah. Let's talk about some of these things that people, like porn sites, you know, they be having like your bodily fluids and categories and shit to be supposed to be sexy, like cream. She creamed on the dick. Like, I was like, I'm about to be like a child on this episode.
You really are. I can fucking tell. Ew.
I was like, it's just the way saying it was weird.
Yeah, I don't like how you said that. That was very porny. She creamed on the dick. She creamed on that big cock. I hate it so much. But, you know, it's that advertising when it comes to sex. She split it open on the cock. Ugh.
Or like, you know, like, oh, she squirted it.
First of all, hard stop. Just quick tangent. When it comes to porn, that shit be dramatic as fuck.
Man!
Because ain't no way she over there on the couch and squirted on this wall over here. Ew!
Apparently it happens, though. Like, I think, you know, porn stars, I think they're like athletes. Okay, listen, just hear my theory out. So, you know, like, I can rain. You can run. Mm-hmm. Lots of people can run.
Fair.
But you're not motherfucking Flo-Jo out this bitch.
No.
Okay? She can motherfucking run. Okay? So I'm like, you know, they say every girl can squirt. I don't know if I've ever done that. But I feel like I must not have if I don't know.
You'll know. Let's just start there. That's okay. All I'm gonna say on this episode. But let's just start there.
Well, anyway, they say every girl can squirt. But I just feel like porn stars are like the Flo-Jo of squirters. Okay? They like practice. They like drink large bottles of water and like practice Kegels and like all meditate. And fucking shoot that shit.
You mean squirt a tape? I'm sorry.
Across the room to the wall and yeah, then they can do that.
I'll tell you right now, what episode, what video I watched, this man got it in his eye, and I swear he was blind. Because he was like, and she was just like, and he was like, and I was like, ew.
Well, don't they get it in people's eyes all the time? We'll wait for that part.
Here's the thing, the rate of acceleration made it feel like it was probably like a whole knife and that nigga's cornea. I was upset. I turned it off and just closed the laptop like, the fuck did I just watch? I watched A Murder, so no.
But yes, okay, so like, you know, people are like, which one do you like more? Do you want someone who creams or someone who squirts? Someone who creams? So really, like, it's all the same.
Yes.
So squirting, we've had a whole Wicked Wet Wednesday
squirting. And then, you know, y'all, if y'all listen to this podcast, I'm 100% sure y'all been in those arguments. Based on what the Wicked Way Wednesday was about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, is it pee? Is it not? Is it not?
And it is. It's a lot of other things, but it is diluted pee. Partially.
It's a crock pot of thing.
But yeah, it's some vaginal secretions, some skeins gland stuff. All kinds of stuff is in there, but it also is some diluted pee. But, you know. If you get, you know, and I think if you really gotta be like relaxed, apparently. This is what I read online. You gotta be like super relaxed and like let your orgasm like push all the way through. And maybe I'm just don't be relaxed. I'd be like freaking out. But like this feels too good. We gotta stop. But like, so maybe I never get to it because I'm not relaxed enough. But because I'm like, oh shit, that feels good. That feels way too good. Okay, don't do that no more. I'm gonna die.
I don't know why that's funny.
But creaming, though, on the other hand, that's just an accumulation of fluid.
Yeah, it's an accumulation, and it's basically just like...
It builds in the friction of going in and out is what causes it to like foam up and get white. So when someone's like, oh, she creamed on my dick, you're like, really, like, y'all did it together.
I don't like the word foam. Because it sounds like you're fucking a washer. But that's
but that is essentially what happens, though.
I mean, like, I know what you're saying, but I don't like
from the friction, so it starts to turn, it gets that white color.
I mean, I understand. I just don't like the foam part. It sounds like you're fucking a washer. Hey, girl!
Hey, it's Amber, if you're wondering why we're saying hey, girl.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's Amber.
What up?
She's been on the podcast before, they know.
What up?
She in the background usually anyway, so.
I'll be over here.
Okay, good. Anyway.
I think everyone has cream. That's easy.
Hell yeah.
So.
Here's the thing. I think when it comes to squirting, men feel like that's an accomplishment.
Okay, I can see that. Because I was like, I like it lit. I like it messy.
But all I'm saying is, like, think about it. If you a guy having heterosexual sex and you make your partner squirt, that's like...
You know what? I see where you're coming from. And men have a lot of pride.
They do. So they that's do. Like the boss level. So, like, that's like the... You beat the boss level and won the game.
So what is it about cream, though, that makes people like, ooh, yeah, like that?
I think it's just the visual. So it's like, I turned you on so much.
There was so much of this vaginal fluid coming out.
Because you were so horny.
So much vaginal mucus.
That I made, like...
No.
I had to get past the mucus, and I'm back. So, it's basically like... I don't like vaginal mucus together. Learned that just now. Anyway, so, I'm going back in my safe space. So, when it comes to creaming... Like, it's one of those things that's like, ooh, I did it. But, like, you know, that's a goal you can set at the beginning of every sexual encounter. To squirt, I feel like takes a little more finesse.
Yeah.
You know, because not... Here's the thing. For me, when it comes to that, there are a lot of factors to make you squirt. And I feel like there's a specific person that does specific things, and your body just recognizes that, and then you just water hose that nigga over there. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's kind of how I feel about it. They're both, I feel like, you know, when you cream, you know, that's a sense of pride too. But squirting is the essential sense of pride. Because it's like, I have fucking transcended. I am now a sexual god.
Not so, a sexual god?
You know, guys have a lot of pride. So, like, that's probably how that would work. So then his last mission will probably be to make every partner squirt every time.
That person squirt every time.
Right, or if they have a consistent partner, make that person squirt every time and see what they did different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what about face shots?
Yes.
All right.
Like I said, I'm down. You know what? Look, I'm not. We about to get nasty, but
this whole episode is nasty. So go ahead. I guess
I'm down for fluid going everywhere. Okay, I shoot that shit every fucking where. Okay, I like it like that. Like Rambo, but with your dick. Sorry, Mom.
Okay, here's the thing. That's all you have to say. Here's the thing. You said that, and all I can think about, you know them sprinklers that be like, and then just be fucking going everywhere? Instead of a sprinkler, it's a penis. And it's just like, there's cum shooting everywhere, and there's a film.
Bukake!
And-
I'm with it.
Okay, y'all about to hear the sound of shuffling and scuffling and a door closing. I'm about to leave. Anyway.
But yeah, some of you all may not even know what bukkake is.
I'm about to say, Google that on your own time. I will not let her explain it today. I reached my limit. What's our safe word? Because I reached it. I want our safe word.
Okay. I'm done. Okay. But I almost bought a shirt that said pancake. and there's a pancake with a bunch of syrups being poured on it.
Okay, so if y'all didn't know, after two seasons and fucking 14 episodes, this is how Malisha is. That's the type of person this bitch is. Anyway, okay, so face shots. All I'm gonna say is, I don't have a problem with it. Don't get that shit in my eye.
Hey, episode of Insecure, but you don't watch Insecure.
I'm about to try again. Anyway,
episode of Insecure where she was giving Daniel a blowjob and he nutted her eye and she was pissed in the motherfucker. And I'm like, bitch, what did you expect? He told you he was about to nut. He told you to get up.
I had a similar experience, but when it hit my eye, it made a splat sound.
Oh!
I started busting out laughing.
I'm
kidding.
Not splat?
It was funny though. It was funny. We was cracking up and I was like, low key
panicking
because it really wasn't my eye. I'm like, get it out!
What the heck is this in here?
See, I don't want it in my eye and I don't want it in my hair because it's hard to get out.
Who said that in the rap song? Don't get that shit in my hair. Nikki? Nikki said don't get that in my hair.
Yeah, don't get that shit in my hair.
You can't do that to... First of all, full stop. If it gets to my hair, we're stopping whatever activities are happening. I'm about to go cut some shit out. Like gum.
But you can like aim it on my titties or something.
I mean, yeah, anything that's not eye or hair related, go ahead.
I wouldn't make it say put it on my ass, and if you're a gentleman, go get the rag.
Yes, that part.
Well, I mean, it's
warm
water, nigga, the morning.
Please.
Yeah, because it's rude as fuck if you put a cold ass rag on my body. I will fight you right now.
So rude.
Yes. I will fight you.
Okay, but yes. So not even some face. Okay, outside of face shots, what about cream pies?
If it's my man.
Right. If that's my man.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to wait till we get down to fluid bonding because I got to say some shit, okay? But I'm going to let y'all ride with that one.
What kind of shit you got to say? Because
I'm going to let y'all ride with it.
We about to skip a lot of bullets in reverse.
It's sexually responsible to only do the cream pie with your significant other.
Hell yeah.
Or others if you're poly.
That's a lot of fluid everywhere.
But look, just go get tested that day.
You're right. We gonna table that because I don't trust you enough. If we not in a serious ass relationship,
the only reason I just really like mess. That's the problem. That's
here's
the problem.
Thing. Shut up. Motion to table. Anyway.
Not motion. Robert's rules of order said.
Motion to table the conversation about cream pie. So let's talk about saliva. Obviously, it's needed and used during kissing and oral sex. So that's okay, right? Hell yes. Saliva is okay during kissing and oral sex.
What about spitting in your mouth?
I wish the fuck you would.
I have rules that I have to go by personally. Hey, y'all, I'm joining the podcast.
I'm about to say Aaron's right here, guys. All right,
so I have rules personally because I have a master and there's no domination by anybody else but him. And, you know, I mean, I could probably spit it in other people's mouths, but they can't spit it in mine. That's solely for him. And I'm okay with that.
But you're okay with eating someone's spit in your mouth. I mean, obviously, it's going to be...
With my man?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do
that shit all the time. It's so much fun.
I can't do it.
So did you just say that you draw the line there, but not getting cream pie by some other?
Let me get to that point.
Okay.
Now you about to judge me here, okay?
Ain't nobody judging safe space.
This is a cone of I forgot what the fuck.
Safety.
Yeah, cone of safety.
Because you was about to say cone of silence. It's clearly not silent. This is a podcast. What? Anyway, we tabled that for now. Me personally, that's a negative. I have a thing about other people's spit. I don't care who you are. It's just, I can't. I don't care
spit
if
spit bothers me. Spit feels disrespectful. Like, to actually, like, do that is disrespectful. But I like slobber.
But he don't hop. He just...
Here's the thing.
Yeah, no.
I like
spit. Is it like a dribble?
Like a dribble?
It's like... Like, he literally, like,
spitting
in my mouth.
See, nope. I mean, I without the sound, I still can't do it.
Yeah, I still can't do it. Here's
but,
that.
Like, I'm okay with slobber. Like, I like to make out.
I love that.
You can lick me, literally, you can lick my face, and I'm gonna probably get turned on. Like, I'm gonna be like...
But here's the thing. If it's an accumulation and it's gonna come into my mouth, no. Negative.
Right. If it disconnects from your body and comes into my body, I don't want it no more.
I do give it
here. Well, okay. Here's
I also feel that way about semen and inspiring too. Like if it like if you somebody like comes in a cup and then drinks it.
Oh, why the fuck are we doing that?
It's nasty, but okay.
It's cold. I don't know. In my mind,
it's cold. It's cold and it's thick, and then I think like, about
it.
It's not cold when it comes out directly in your mouth.
No, that's
no. Part. That's what I'm saying. As long as our bodies are connected, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's
that
how
part.
I feel like if your lips are on me and you slobber, it's fine.
Wait, so are you saying like if there's like a gap between the tip and your mouth, like it's still unacceptable?
Oh yeah, like if you net. Like, if you jack off in that and then you want me to lick it out, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Interesting. At that point, it needs to, like, that's how I feel about spitting. That's what I feel about spitting. I'm like, if we were kissing and you spit, I probably wouldn't care. Because, like, it's right there. But, like, if you, the spit came out into the air, into the environment, and then came into my body, I have a problem. And that's weird. I don't know. But
So if somebody nut and it hit the atmosphere and then went into your mouth, you would like it?
No. Okay, like I said, like if a dude jacked off. Jacked off. I'm semen. I'm spamming with it. Trip.
And then,
he was like, now suck it off. I'm going to be like, no.
Oh. That's very interesting because I'll do that.
No.
I'll do that. Like, that's fine.
But if it hit the air now, it's cold. In my mind, it might not be cold. But
no, it's not.
In my mind, it's like cold and like used. I can't do it.
Okay, wait. Now it's getting into used territory. Anyway. All right, cool. So, remember, we're not yucking anyone's yum.
Yeah, I don't want to say that because I know that we're talking like, oh gosh, it's gross. But like, everybody has their limits. We're just talking about
cheese.
Right. We're talking about our own personal limits. But if you are listening out there and you enjoy sucking up and semen, or you enjoy getting shit on,
whatever.
Like, as long as it's consensual and legal, then do the shit. That's how we feel in intimate spaces. So we just want to be sure that we say that.
I mean, we've always said that though.
Yeah.
Because I mean, good callback. If you listen to the race play episode, we say it numerous times. We're not yucking anybody's yum. That's not our personal preference.
Makes us so uncomfortable, but you know, do you?
I'm about to say, that's not our personal preference, but we, you know, we ain't gonna just be like, oh, hell no, step on you, bitch, nigga. That's not what we like.
So, since we're getting into kinks sort of kind of anyway, let's talk about kinks and bodily fluids. So, there are a lot of different kinks that center around various bodily fluids. One of the main ones is fluid bonding. Now, this is where I come in at, because when people talk about cream pie with strangers. Okay, I think that I'm into fluid bonding. I didn't know I was into fluid bonding until I, like, put a name on it today.
I'm about to say, you was at work like, but, oh, this sounds like some shit I am into.
Actually, like, when dudes pull out, it actually angers me. Like, I don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really like, I just really enjoy mess. And, like, it's not sexy to me if it's not. I want there to be a big-ass wet spot, okay? I want everybody's bodily fluids. Who's sleeping in the bed? We gotta change the sheets, okay? I like sweat. I ain't gonna lie. Sweat on me. Drip. Okay, anyway.
I'll catch it in my mouth, too.
I don't know about that.
She's
just
throwing up. Nope. Lying drunk.
Pineapples. But...
Right, what is our safe word? We need to come up with a safe word.
Yeah. But, anyway. No. But, yeah, I really, really do, like... I hate barrier sex. There we go. I hate barrier sex.
Come quiet.
Yep, come quiet for you. Ragamuffin from Alicia.
Oh, damn. I like come quiet. I think we should all just keep that one.
I do like come quiet. It's what? Grimoire. I'm screaming. Anyway.
No, but I personally, I don't like barrier sex. I wish, like, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need it, but this is not a perfect world.
It's not. You can't trust people sometimes.
Have things and do things, and
you can't trust people sometimes.
You can't trust folks, so, but in my perfect world, in my mind, we don't need barrier sex, and everybody's gonna cream pie in each other's coochies and booties.
Mixing all the juices together.
All the juices going to get mixed together. I'm okay with that shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so quick backup.
Fluid bonding, you know, because we're getting technical,
refers to the decision to stop using barrier protection during sex and exchange bodily fluids with your partner. Now, she said a lot.
I did, I'm sorry.
Just now. So, for me, fluid bonding becomes very, like, sexual and intimate.
Yeah, so a lot of people do it because of the emotional connection, but some people don't do it because of that, but a lot of people do.
So, my partner
that I'm with now and I mutually decided that we were going to fluid bond. A long ass time ago. So.
Yeah, most people do it in like committed relationships.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm also on birth control. Just throwing that out there.
Thank God for birth control.
Amen. Yeah. So.
So there's a name for someone who has a kink as it relates to bodily fluids. It's called hygrophilia. And it's a sexual attraction to bodily fluids, where sexual attraction to a singular body fluid can have one name. This is the term for someone who is attracted to multiple, possibly all, bodily fluids.
So, are you...
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't like urine at all. Ain't nothing sexy about urine to me.
No.
Our feces. I mean,
I didn't. There will be no brown note in the bedroom. I will leave.
But hygrophilia does include vaginal fluid, sperm and semen, urine, sweat, blood, feces, tears, and more.
Shit, I could get behind that blood one though.
I don't know about the blood one either.
That's a negative.
That feels like murder.
No, not really.
Sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, in tears, like I said, tears and more, so it could be like vomit and stuff.
Okay, fuck that vomit shit. But
vomit?
But the tears, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think I probably end around reproductive fluids and saliva. After that, I think I'm good. Everything else is kind of too much. Sweat, I like the feel of sweat. I wouldn't like put it in my mouth or nothing like that. But I like to see that you're sweating. You're working hard.
To please me?
For this right here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Not you. Ew. I don't know. The tears part is very interesting to me. I don't know why.
You have to, like, just sit there. Like, when you're, like, instructed to, like, not... Like, you can't make a sound. Like, that's literally how the other... That's literally how the shit comes out. Like, through tears. I didn't think that was ever gonna happen, but it did. I'm like, oh wow, I didn't think I was gonna be able to do that, but yeah, I did it.
Now that I think hard enough, that's happened once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting. Oh, interesting.
I mean, you gotta release somehow. You can't verbally do it. You gotta do it somehow.
Oh, yay. Okay, sorry. Hold on.
So bodily fluids. So we are going to talk about urine, even though nobody here is really interested in it
at all.
But urine is actually a pretty common kink.
Yeah,
a lot of people are interested in it. So let's talk about water sports. So it has many names, but it all boils down to the same thing: sex and urine.
All right. So some call it a golden shower, which isn't that a porn category?
Yep.
That's what I thought. I've seen it a few times. Just like in the categories. I've never watched
it. But say you've seen it a few times.
Oh, no. I don't.
I ain't gonna lie. I watched a couple golden shower videos just to see.
Uh-uh.
I was like, do I like this? And every time I was kind of like, I don't think I could sit there and let it. The minute that they start doing it, I'd be like, all right, bro.
I'm about to say, I saw the category name and immediately got uncomfortably warm. It was just like,
he's warm. And
that's what I'm saying. It's warm, and I don't want to feel that on my skin.
I don't know, but it just kind of smell sometimes.
Because here's the thing. As children...
Some people don't be drinking enough water. Anyway, yeah.
As children, we've all peed...
The water, they don't even eat the right shit to be doing all that, bro.
That too. So as children, we've all peed on ourselves and how uncomfortable that shit is when we've done it to ourselves and you want somebody else to do that to me, negative. All right, so, but, you know...
Shit, I might do it to somebody else.
I would be uncomfortable even doing that to somebody else.
For me to pee on somebody, I would have to like not be able to hold it no more.
Yeah.
I don't think I can just let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. Let it go.
And now all I'm picturing is like a porn with Let It Go in the background.
it probably exists.
It frozen porn. It's probably there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so scientists call it urophilia.
I think that's how you say it.
And
urolegnia?
Legnia? Okay. But essentially, engaging in water sports means being aroused by sexual activity that involves urination.
Yeah, so that means either being the person who gets peed on
or peeing on someone.
Yes.
See, water sports is a weird, like, it's weird to me because it's like water sports, you think about like fucking regular ass pool volleyball shit. So now I'm just confused.
Well, get even more confused because we're going a little deeper here. Oh, so no. According to Urban Dictionary, water games is similar to water sports, where water games involves filling your butt with water using a hose.
Your butt?
Then spraying one another with the contents.
Bruh.
Oh, wait. I was not ready.
Oh, she didn't read her notes. I've been uncomfortable this whole time. That's why I told her to read the letter. Listen to me carefully. I am not disclaimer.
Oh, the visual. I just got this.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, the disclaimer. I'm about to lay on this right now.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, safe space. Condom safety. So, I am not yucking anyone's yum. But I swear to fucking God, if anybody ever was like, he put a water hose in my ass and I sprayed it on him, I would be like, bitch, you foul bitch.
Not gonna lie, I'm probably just gonna bust out laughing like I did just the other. I was not ready.
No, I'd be like, you foul bitch. I'd be like, you foul bitch, that person, your partner is the victim.
I feel like that shit would be funny as fuck to watch. Like, I think I might go home and look that up.
So I told Devin, I said, it kind of makes me think of like when people have anal sex. Some people would do like an enema.
I mean,
like to clear out their booty hole.
That's fine.
I don't know if that's even fine. That kind of is weird. That seems dangerous. But like, you know, like you take a good shit, get some good shit, stick the little thing up your butt, spray the water in there, clean it out real good. You don't want to get no feces on the dick.
Okay, but here is my problem with what you just said. Enemas, to me, should be private ass events. Do not.
Okay, like pun intended.
Yes. I like what I did there. Now. Yes. You should never, in my mind, you know, just me personally, as my own opinion, as Devin is here on this podcast, never put an enema up your ass and then spray it on someone else. Because I will murder you where you sit.
But if you're into that sort of thing,
then, you know, go for
find
it.
Find someone else who's into that sort of thing and do it safely. Like, maybe need to watch a video or something. Because I feel like that could be dangerous, too.
I'm about to say, do some training first. You know, yeah. YouTube tutorials, watch some porn. Talk to your partner. Make sure that's what they ready for.
No baby steps.
Baby step into the ass play.
That's advanced ass play, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, okay, yeah, that's water sports and water games. You know, you gotta be clear.
But yeah, so, but this is our Wet and Wild episode. We want to talk about everything wet and slippery. We didn't talk about oils. We didn't talk about lubricant or nothing. But those are important, too, you know, when you want to get wet and wild.
Those
I personally
fun.
Want to put that all over somebody's body and just rub my...
Right.
Right. Like
that. Rub it all around. But yeah, so that's something else. Ice. We didn't talk about ice.
We didn't talk about, ooh, yeah, that temperature.
I think about sticky things like syrups.
I was thinking about, honey.
Icy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so when we talk about, you know what?
We didn't have another episode.
The point is, we need to have a Wet and Wild 2.0. But, so maybe we'll do that. But yeah, so this is just the Wet and Wild, what you can do without any help and assistance, because your body makes enough wetness.
Wet and Wild. Thanks.
For you. But yeah, so that's
water,
stay hydrated. Yeah, staying hydrated is important though, because I told you, if you try to be like the FloJo of porn stars, they drink a lot of water so they can shoot that squirt, okay, across the room into somebody's eyeball like a dagger, okay?
It's a weapon. I've seen it. That man looked uncomfortable but had to.
Hey, I seen this one girl, she was masturbating. And she squirted so hard that she just flew over top of her and just landed back down on her. Whole face was wet, hair was wet, everything was wet. And she was just like, oh shit. She just kept going, kept squirting. And I was like, fucking shit. God damn.
I'm telling you right now, the dude was a great actor because that shit hit his eye and he was like, well, you said he character. Because I'd have been like, bitch, what the fuck?
It was the lip for me.
He was like, yeah, it was the whole thing. And they was like, we gonna keep doing this? He was like, yup.
So I was like, I'm good. I'll wait. Yeah. But so, yeah, go try this out. See, Wet and Wild. Get real wet and wild.
Yeah.
And for all of us, and let us know how it goes.
In preparation for 2.0, let's start with this question. Oils.
The heated ones or not?
Yeah. I like
the heated ones.
Yes.
them shits that warm up, you be like, ooh.
Y'all, it's been a long time.
Since what?
Since I didn't got wet and wild.
That chair is the victim.
all of our chairs are just all that jarring.
Yeah, that chair is like, well, we are comfortable. Okay, so this has been Wet and Wild. Do you have any announcements for the people before we leave?
Yes. Really quick. Mm-hmm. Gotta always bring it back to erotic spaces. Mm-hmm. We are less than 2 weeks away from the early bird tickets. They will no longer be on sale. $10. If you're in the Louisville area, it's an event you ain't gonna wanna miss, I promise. So make sure that you get on Eventbrite. Get your $10 tickets before they sell out. Mm-hmm. Or before they stop being sold, because then they go up to $20. Alright, February 26th from 8 to 11 at Prism. Be there or be square, okay? Erotic Spaces Live. Spoken word artists, performances, demonstrations, HIV testing. We're probably going to have a sex toy raffle. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's going to be it in a bag of chips. It's going to be food, drinks, grown and sexy, good vibes.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this. Yes, we're in here.
Broaden your horizons.
Yeah, so be sure to follow us on social media. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we post enough. You can follow the page. You can follow both of us.
Yes.
Like,
and if you, all the links to the Eventbrite and all the things is all in there. If you're in the local area, everything. You want to be here. I'm telling you.
You gonna leave, turn on.
Yeah, you definitely gonna.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I have an announcement.
Okay.
Amber has an announcement.
All right. Hey.
Alright, so, you all know me, I'm like half a member of Tantric Touch, we actually have a performance, we will be at that 26th, performance, and then we have a performance on the 13th at the Limbo. It's supposed to be like a sexy, like, event for, you know, Valentine's Day. I'll put the details in the info with, well, I'll just give Alicia, she got y'all, but yeah.
Yeah.
Come see us.
Okay, things happening.
All over.
But that's all we got, and we will see y'all next time.
We will.
All right.
Bye.